FM 89.9 KMOJ, Nicki Minaj and Lil Uzi Vert talking about Everybody. 28 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock within the Twin Cities, is FM 89.9 KMOJ, Walter Q. Bear Banks Jr., got you on the afternoon drive. And letting you know on the phone line, I got Carolyn Robinson, and she's representing the Science Museum of Minnesota. And I'd like to say a good early afternoon, and how are you doing?
A good early afternoon to you, too. I am doing okay. How about you?
About 6'3 and chilling. There's no definite reason to say anything else. I'm chilling. And and actually looking at the weather, it's looking pretty good out there compared to being still in the lockdown of winter, trying to figure out what's going to happen for spring and summer. I think it's going to be different, you know, coming to spring and fall and even including the summer. This weather is like doing its own thing.
Yeah, I liked what you said earlier, where it might change or it might not, and that's just going to be the way it is.
No doubt. For the listening audience, can you give us just a little bit about the Science Museum of Minnesota? Where is it located at? What are some of the hours? What goes on over that way?
Yeah, so the Science Museum of Minnesota is in downtown St. Paul. The address is 120 West Kellogg Boulevard, but it's right across from the Excel Center, right in downtown St. Paul, overlooking the river. It's very beautiful once you're inside. And we're open Sunday and Tuesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on Friday and Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, now at this present time, there's a thing called the OmniFest. What exactly is the OmniFest?
The OmniFest is a big deal for us, and I mean that literally. It is a film festival on our Omni Theater screen, which is 90 feet wide. It's this immersive movie experience. You've got the speakers are all around. You can feel the sound in your feet. The speakers are that good, and you're just surrounded by whatever you're watching. And the whatever you're watching for OmniFest is these 5 experiences. We usually see 5 movies, but this year it's 4 movies and a digital telescope show.
Okay, 4 movies and a digital telescope show?
And yeah.
Is that when stuff like comes at you while you're looking at it, or... You have to explain that with me. I've never been in that.
Yeah, no, it's almost like, it's kind of like the Magic School Bus. It's kind of like you're taking a trip through space and you're being led by one of our staff who is trained in astronomy and is pointing out, here's this star and here's this galaxy and right now this looks like this. And it's also interactive. They call out into the audience and you can guess what things are or say a certain constellation you want to see, and it's super fun. Probably the closest most of us will get to traveling through space.
Okay. And there's a thing called Eclipse Day on April the 8th.
Yeah, also spatial, but on the Earth for us. We'll be having programming that day. It is a total eclipse, I believe, and it's the last one for a number of years. So we're going to have telescopes and viewing objects out on the terrace at the museum. And also, of course, the sunglasses that you need, the special glasses that you need to look at an eclipse safely. So we want everyone to be doing science safely. And then we'll have demonstrations, and educators and NASA ambassadors will be around answering questions and doing demos and all that good stuff. There might even be some giveaways. Activities.
Okay, and I know you also have some other things that are taking place when we're talking about events that are happening, you know, like the Science Spotlight. Let's see, what else we got there? The Racial Justice STEM. You know, tell us a little bit about some of those things coming up around the corner.
Yeah, and aside from all of the stuff that's in the museum, you know, the exhibits and everything, also our staff do science and STEM justice. Actually in the world, we have these scientist spotlights are kind of a new event that are in the museum, and you get to watch some of our scientists do tasks of their work. You get to watch a dissection. Sometimes there is someone who is there working with a special microscope to research water. And we just have a couple different types of science rotating through that. And then we also have this community curators display, which someone, so in the museum collection, it's made up of things from a lot of different communities, right? And how do we kind of empower people to take that back and to have more ownership over it, because it shouldn't belong to the museum. And so right now we've had the artist Cole Redhorse Taylor, who you might remember designed a hockey helmet recently that was in the news. Mm-hmm. But he has a display, and he's having a curator talk on March 12th to talk about his art and how his art intersects with museums, and just, you know, being able to see yourself as belonging at the museum. And kind of related, we've got another staff are doing a racial justice STEAM collective youth summit as a partnership. There's this youth-focused program that's put together by an interstate partnership for BIPOC youth 15 to 18, and they're talking about race and health and race and engineering and race and environmental justice and technology and just all these intersections. And that's full up for the moment, but you definitely want to follow along with the Science Museum to see when these next one is.
Okay, so now if somebody would like to follow up, and I know that they do, because everything mm-hmm. that you just said, I just figured out, not just at this moment, but while you're speaking, exactly where it's located. So I know where I'm going to, and I know what door to come in. So if someone else is listening at this moment, and they would like to come that way or find out more information, do you have a phone number, a website, or how do they get more information?
It is user's choice. You can go to our website, which is smm.org for Science Museum of Minnesota, smm.org. And then we've also got a phone number of 651-221-9444. And again, those opening hours are 10 to 5 from Sunday to Thursday. We will be open Mondays again soon. And then Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So those later nights are fun, especially if, you know, you're not bringing kids with. Sometimes it's nice to go to a later movie or just kind of take the galleries at your own pace. But definitely stop in if access, we never want access to be an issue. You can check out discounted tickets and ticket programs at smm.org/access, too.
No doubt. Well, I'll be definitely looking forward to seeing you once I get that way, but I'll call you ahead of time, let you know I'm coming.
Okay, that sounds good.
No doubt, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Carolyn Robinson representing Science Museum of Minnesota. And if by chance I missed a question or two, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, just come visit. Come and do the OmniFest passport and enjoy a movie, enjoy the virtual reality transporter in the lobby, come on Eclipse Day. There's always there's so much going on, truly just so much. I don't know if we got through it all, but you'll be sure to find something if you stop by.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you very much and have a blessed weekend, all right?
You too, thanks.
No doubt. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 37 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock within the Twin Cities. Coming up at 5 p.m., we're talking about digging into the crates and definitely making it happen on FM 89.9 KMOJ.
Number one for today's R&B and throwback.